A leading Australian defence and intelligence analyst says the proposed overhaul of counter-espionage laws is long overdue. Dr. Ross Babbage, who is a senior fellow at the Centre for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments in Washington, says activities already being undertaken by foreign powers in this country have made the crackdown necessary. I asked him how important an overhaul of intelligence and anti-spy laws this proposal represents.
Look, I think it's really overdue. It's something which has been needed because of the range of activities that a number of foreign powers have been exercising, not only into Australia, but to other friendly countries in recent years. And the legislative frameworks we've been operating under have really not been adequate to confront some of the new challenges that we're seeing. So it's very important.
Is this aimed at China?
Well, China is not the only player, but China has certainly been very active, essentially campaigning for political influence here. It's been involved in a raft of activities through indirect modes, through a range of business people, some of whom are ethnic Chinese, some of whom are not. They've been working very hard also to basically recruit agents of influence, people within Australia who are prepared to speak up for the Chinese point of view on a routine way and effectively take up China's position and argue it within Australia. And in particular, they've been trying to get on side and somehow develop relations with a number of people who are extremely well placed to influence our national leadership. We're talking about a type of what the aficionados are calling political warfare, which we haven't really seen since the Cold War, and even then we didn't really see it as intense as we are now seeing, and it poses big challenges for us.
So what do you see as the key elements of these proposed changes, and how will they address the concerns within the intelligence community about the influence of Chinese government agents?
Well, firstly, there's going to be a direct ban of foreign donations to political parties in Australia. I think that's really important. It's something that really should have happened a long time ago. I think most Australians would be stunned that that hasn't happened. Second important thing is there's going to be an offence of trying to influence Australian politics on behalf of other nations. And that could be in a raft of different actions could be encompassed by this, including activities on social media and so on. And I think there's a third one, which is related to that one. It's the offence of unlawful interference in Australia's political system. Now, this could encompass a wide range of activities here to undermine elections, maybe undermine the normal activities of political parties, maybe to attempt to coerce politicians, et cetera, et cetera. And the fourth one is to change the definition of espionage, to broaden it. Now, if you are holding any sort of sensitive information, certainly classified information, improperly, then that's a clear offence. In the past, there have been other ways of transgressing this law, but now there will be no question. If you are possessing, having your hands or in your property, sensitive information, sensitive documentation, and so on, then you are committing a crime. And you can be charged and dealt with by the law.
One of the proposals is to try and crack down on those who are trying to influence Australian politics on behalf of other nations. And the proposal is to have a foreign agents registry based on the one that the US has, which basically requires people to declare when they're acting on behalf of a foreign power. But realistically, if somebody wants to go under the radar, they're not going to declare themselves, are they?
If they want to go under the radar and they're caught out, then that will be a criminal offence, according to these proposals. And that will be very dangerous behaviour. And that will apply, as I understand it, not just to foreigners, but to Australians as well. So if you're acting for a foreign power and you haven't declared it, and you haven't declared what you're doing for that foreign power, then you are committing, and you're caught, you'll be, I think, found to have committed a criminal offence. And we don't know yet what the precise penalties will be, but my expectation is that they'll be pretty substantial.
Foreign political donations will be banned. However, the ABC understands that it won't stop overseas businesses establishing locally registered companies, which could then lodge donations. So how effective would a foreign political donation ban be?
It depends on how the legislation is actually crafted. If it talks about either direct or indirect passage of funding from an international actor, then I think it'll make it a lot harder. Even there, I think there will be grey areas, because you may have people who are Australian citizens who receive money maybe over a series of years in various ways, and then fund political parties from that. It'll be very interesting to see the detail in this legislation about how that those sort of dilemmas and issues are addressed. But let's face it, something needs to be done in this space. And I'm pretty sure, having had some discussions with some relevant officials in this area, that they're working hard to try and make it as workable as they can.
Is there a danger, given the broad scope of these proposals, that in fact it may cast too wide a dragnet and impinge on civil liberties?
I think that's pretty hard to imagine. It's possible. But remember that if someone is charged, they'll have to go to court, and they'll have plenty of opportunity to defend themselves in the Australian legal system. And I think any fair-minded person, I think, would say that there's plenty of scope for defence there on multiple grounds. Look, I think we have to be alert to that. I think there may also be, although the government hasn't yet announced it, there are, in fact, some sort of safeguards here. There are, of course, a couple of key areas where this law will be already overseen by judicial authorities, even prior to people being taken to court. There is, of course, also an Inspector General for Intelligence and Security, and that is an completely independent statutory authority, and they will be watching pretty closely how these powers are exercised, I'm quite sure.
Dr. Ross Babbage, thanks for speaking with PM this evening.
It's a pleasure.
Dr. Ross Babbage is a senior fellow at the Centre for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments in Washington.